This is Veterans Voices with Kevin Berger. Memories and stories of Minnesota's World War II veterans. Today's episode, The Woman Veteran.
When we think of World War II, we often refer to the boys, our fighting men. While not on the front lines or in combat, women were there too.
In our pioneer days, women held the powder horn for their fighting men. Today, they are joining the WAC.
6 months after war was declared, President Franklin Roosevelt signed a bill creating the Women's Army Corps. Recruiting films appealed to women's sense of duty.
Do any job assigned? Just so long as I'll be of use. Good.
Women like Jean Bearman.
When I was assigned in London, I was in a temporary housing in what had been a maternity house.
Bearman left a job as a stenotypist to enlist. She describes herself as patriotic, but also saw how serving would give her more than women in the 1940s could expect.
Gave me opportunities that I would not otherwise have had. It was a socially acceptable way to leave home, and I think I was ready to leave home.
Of the 16 million Americans who went to war, only 350,000 were women, and many men were not prepared to serve alongside them. Bearman went to officer training school and was promoted to captain.
It was challenging in that there were some soldiers who were not terribly happy having a woman to report to.
After the war, Bearman married a fellow GI, had 4 children, used the GI Bill to become a psychologist. She regards her service as immensely satisfying and pivotal in creating the rich life that followed her years in uniform.
For me, it was a really valuable choice to have made. It changed my life.
Veterans Voices is produced by Ampers in partnership with the Minnesota Humanities Center and support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at minnesotavets.org.